So the first thing we're going to teach you is the opening. You'll only do this one time. So step up to the front of your mat. Feet hip distance. Grip the toes. Flex the quads. Flex the glutes. Grab the ball. Inhale and a touchdown. Exhale, bring it down in a diamond cutter. Inhale, take it back. Exhale, arms out to a T. Clench your fists. Hulk it up. Inhale, attention. At ease. Again, the calls. When I say inhale, attention, that's for the military. At ease. But it also rolls your shoulders back. This is the movement we want to create. So that's how you're going to be expected to call it. Everyone. Okay, on to the next. Okay, the next move is bar back. Step up to the front of your mat, feet hip distance. Grip the toes, flex the quads, flex the glutes, grab the ball. Inhale and a touchdown. Exhale, huddle up. Inhale, bent legged bar back, roll those shoulder blades back. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, hands on your knees, bent legged bar back. Roll those shoulder blades back. Maybe pull your tailbone up. Exhale, fold forward. One more time. Inhale, bent legged bar back. But now, stiff legged bar back. Try to straighten those legs. Roll those shoulder blades back. Pull that tailbone up. Remember, we're not going down, we're going forward. Deep breath. Exhale. Fold forward. And if you can, grab your elbows here and just hang. Deep breath. Exhale, let your arms fall. Now, on a long inhale, roll it up, keep your chin tucked, bring your arms wide, touchdown. Exhale, bring it down, diamond cutter. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T, clench your fists, hook it up. Attention. Shoulders back, chest down. At ease. If you own it, on to the next. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is catcher. So step up to the front of your mat, feet hip distance. Grip the toes, flex the quads, flex the glutes, grab the ball. Inhale and a touchdown. Huddle up. Toes and knees out. And lower your glutes to about a seated position. Make sure your shoulders are over your hips. Exhale, bring that left forearm to the mat. And as you continue to exhale, take that arm across. Inhale, come back. Shoulders over hips. Exhale, right forearm down and stretch it out. Open it up. Inhale, come back again. Shoulders over hips. Exhale, sink as low as you feel comfortable. Don't lean forward. Get yourself back. Shoulders over hips. Deep breath. Exhale, bring that left forearm to the mat. Inhale, come back. Fist the hand. Exhale, right forearm to the mat. Inhale, come back. Now, you can either have your fist in your hand, your biceps to your ears, or your hands on your knees to get out of this. Take a deep breath and count it up. 3, 2, 1. Get your arms up high, touchdown. Deep breath. Exhale, bring it down. Thumb to thumb, fist to hand. Inhale, bring it up. Exhale, kick it out. Grab the ball. Exhale, left forearm to the mat. Back up. Shoulders over hips. Exhale, right forearm to the mat. Back up. Deep breath. Fist to hand, biceps to ears, or hands on your quads, whatever works for you. Deep breath, counting up. 3, 2, 2. Get some height. Exhale, take it down. Thumb to thumb, fist to hand. Bring it up. Exhale, kick it out. Now, take that left hand across. Grab the ball. Right hand across. Grab the ball. Exhale, left forearm to the mat. Inhale, fist to hand, shoulders over hips. Exhale, right forearm to the mat. Inhale, fist to hand. Deep breath and take it up. 3, 2, 3. Get some height. Toes and knees forward, fold forward. Now with a flat back, arms stretched out like wings, hinge at your hips, touchdown. Exhale, bring it down, diamond cutter. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T, hook it up. Attention, shoulders back, chest out. At ease, great job, you're on your way. All right, the next thing we're gonna work on is cobra into down dog. So, like any other thing we do, be hanging out, let people know where you're going, what you're doing, and step up to the front of your mat. Feet hip distance. Grip the toes. Flex the quads. Flex the glutes. Grab the ball. Inhale and a touchdown. Huddle up. Inhale, bent-legged bar back. Exhale, hands in a mat, step, or pop back. Now, you don't have to go up or down here. You can even lower your knees if you want. You don't have to go up or down, it's your call. But everyone must count. And lower, 3, 2, 1, and hold. 3, 2, 1, with control. 3, 2, 1, everyone lower. 3, 2, 2, and hold. 3, 2, 2, all the way down. Great job. Feet flat, glutes loose. Inhale in the cobra. Pull your chest forward. Exhale in the down dog. Drop your head, curl your toes, lift your glutes. Deep breath. Exhale, bend your knees. Look at me, step or pounce. Huddle up. Toes and knees out. Squat, drop, and lower. Shoulders over hips. Exhale, left forearm to the mat. Back up. Right forearm to the mat. Back up. Deep breath. Count it back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get some height. Toes and knees forward, fold forward. Flat back. Arms stretch out like wings, hinge at your hips, touchdown. Exhale, bring it down, diamond cutter. Inhale, take it back. Out through a T, make some noise. Attention, shoulders back, chest out. At ease, great job. All right, so now we're gonna work on broken cable. So step up to the front of your mat. Feet hip distance. Grip the toes. Flex the quads. Flex the glutes. Grab the ball. Inhale and a touchdown. Huddle up. Inhale, bent-legged bar back. Exhale, hands in the mat. Step or pop back. Lower to your knees. Left hand or left shoulder. Left foot straight back. Pull your heel away from your hip. Now, take that right foot, the top of it, and hit it just like that. Push it in. That's gonna ignite all these stabilizers in your core. Now, take that right hand out. Do not jack your neck, tuck your chin, but don't tuck it. Just have it come straight off your spine. Deep breath, And as you exhale, try to pull your foot away from your hand away from your foot. Deep breath. Exhale, count it back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bring it right back, that right hand down, left knee down. Now take your fist into the mat. Now notice my fist isn't like this now. It's turned. And it's turned because we want to get that stretch. Try to keep that elbow as straight as possible. Come right back up on the fist. Fold forward. Back up. Opposite side. Right hand on the right shoulder. Right foot straight back. The left hand either out on an angle or all the way up. Deep breath. As you exhale, try to pull your foot away from your hand away from your foot. Deep breath. Count it back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bring it down. Right fist into the mat. Again, you might have been like this on the push-up, but you want to be like this on the fold forward. You really don't want to bend your elbow unless you have to, because that's what's going to give you the best stretch and eliminate the carpal tunnel. Take it back up and forward. Back up. 20 years ago, I thought I was going to have carpal tunnel surgery. And I started doing all this kind of stuff, and I never had. Okay, so now I'm going to take it to the next step. And what I'm going to do is add in crunches, knee to elbow, and I'm going to add in chicken wing, and how you're going to have to call that. So come into a table position. Left hand under left shoulder, left foot straight back. Right top of your foot in the mat, right hand straight out in front of you. Take a deep breath. Exhale, crunch knee to elbow, you say.
One.
Get some length. Crunch.
Two.
Stretch it out. Crunch.
Three.
Just one more. Crunch.
Four.
Deep breath. Exhale all that air out for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now reach back and grab that left foot with your right hand. Or, if you can't do that yet, take your left shin, put it on your right Achilles. Bring your shoulders over your hips. Now here's where we're going. You're gonna lower yourself down. And whatever, you can use a block right here if you need to. If you don't need to, you can reach back and grab that foot. Bring that hand right here for stability. Get a hold of your left foot. Now take your left hand out here, and bada boom. Next thing you know, you're starting to pick that foot off the ground. And if you're doing all this, cool. That means you're turning muscles on. Deep breath, count it back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, get some length. Exhale, crunch knee to elbow and hold it for 3, 2, 1. Inhale, get some length. Crunch. 3, 2, 2. Stretch it out. Crunch. 3, 2, 3. Deep breath. Count it back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bring it down. Left fist in the mat. Roll that wrist forward. Bring it back. Roll it forward. Bring it back. Roll it forward. Come up on your knees. Grab some water. Okay, on to the next. Okay, next thing we're gonna take you to is lunge. And I'm gonna just go right into the lunge, but if you're doing a workout and you're going right into the lunge, you still have to do the first part. So, step up to the front of your mat. Feet hip distance. Grip the toes. Flex the quads, flex the glutes, grab the ball. Inhale and a touchdown, huddle up. Inhale, bent legged bar back. Exhale, take that left leg back. Right knee over right ankle. Get those toes on your left foot into the mat. Ankle straight up. Reach out and grab the ball. Deep breath, grab and pull. 3, 2, 1. Inhale, negative rep. Pull, 3, 2, 2, deep breath. Don't open till the end. Pull, 3, 2, 3, just two more, deep breath. Pull, 3, 2, four. Last one. Pull. Three, two, five. Sweep up into what?
Superstar.
Exhale, fold forward. Now here again, you can make it really challenging. Interlace your fingers, you can bring your biceps to your rib cage, or you can bring your hands on your quad. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna modify this position. We are gonna explode into touchdown. Deep breath for a count of five, four, three, two, one, explode. Hold that left foot off the ground, hold that up, hold that up. Now bring them together. Now you work this whole right side. So that's where you wanna get the stretch. Drop the left, scrape the right. Inhale, take it up, touchdown. Exhale, opposite side. Inhale, take it up, feet hip distance. Exhale, bring it down, diamond cutter. Inhale, take it back. Out to a T, hook it up. Tension. Shoulders back, chest out. At ease. All right, grab a little water. Next position is warrior. And it's pretty much the same thing as the lunge, but completely different. So here's what we're gonna do. Step up the front of your mat. Feet hip distance, grip the toes. Flex quads, flex glutes, grab the ball. Inhale and a touchdown. Huddle up. Inhale, bent legged bar back. Exhale, take your left leg back and come right up into Road Warrior number one.
Warrior.
Deep breath. Exhale, Road Warrior two, right hand forward, left hand back.
Water rush again.
Deep breath. Exhale, reverse Road Warrior.
Rush or what?
Rush or what? Inhale, Road Warrior two. Exhale, extended side angle, right forearm on your right quad, left bicep to your ear. Deep breath. Exhale, all that air out. Inhale, Road Warrior two. Exhale, reverse Road Warrior. Deep breath. Exhale, straighten that front leg, take flight. Deep breath. Exhale, bring both hands on your quad. If you can take it to your shin, go for it. Wherever you go, don't bend that knee. If you bend your knee, come back up again. Now, twist that left hand open. Triangle, deep breath, count it back, five,
four,
three, two, one, bend that front knee, come right back up into Road Warrior number one. Deep breath, exhale, both hands on your quad, turn your toes into the mat, heel in the air, fold forward. We're gonna explode in here and add a little bit of Ric Flair in the end. Deep breath. Count it back. Five, four, three, two, one. Explode. Try to keep that left foot off the ground. If you can hold it out there, do it. Bring them together. Get some height. Drop the left, scrape the right. Inhale to touchdown. Exhale, opposite side. Inhale to touchdown, feet hip distance. Exhale, bring it down. Diamond cutter. Take it back, out to a T, clench your fist, hulk it up. Tension, shoulders back, chest out. At ease, get a little water. Okay, the next thing I'm about to put together will be a combination. You might notice this diamond dozen. There's a little bit more and maybe not as many diamond dozens because I'm putting them together now. So it gives you more of a flow showing you what you should do. Step up the front of the mat, feet hip distance, grip the toes, flex the quads, flex the glutes, grab the ball. Inhale to touchdown, huddle up. Inhale, bent legged bar back. Exhale, drop that left leg back and come right up into Road Warrior number one.
What a rush.
Deep breath. Exhale, Road Warrior 2.
What a rush again.
Deep breath. Exhale, reverse Road Warrior.
Rush of what?
Inhale, Road Warrior 2. Exhale, extended side angle, right forearm on your quad. Take that left bicep to your ear. Deep breath. Exhale all that air out. Inhale back to Road Warrior 2. Exhale, reverse Road Warrior. Inhale, reach out and grab the ball. Bring both of your fists back. Right fist out and over. Bring it back. Left fist out and over. Bring it back. Have a target. Again. And back. Left fist out and over. Same target. Again. Last time. Again. Now hold it there. Don't anybody move. Just stay right here. Because what we're going to do is 1-1. 1-2-1-3. We got 10. I say ready, you say ready. Ready?
Ready.
Hit it.
1-1. 1-2. 1-3. 1-4. 1-5. 1-6. 1-7. 1-8. 1-9. 1-10.
Great job. Take it up into Road Warrior number one again. Exhale, Road Warrior two. Right hand forward, left hand back. Now, I didn't add that the first time I said that in this sequence, but that's really what I want you to do. Say what you're doing, then go Road Warrior 2. Deep breath. Exhale, grab the cables. Let's do some showstoppers and pull it. 3, 2, 1. Squeeze them tight, tight. Inhale, negative rep. Open those fingers at the end, grab and pull. 3, 2, 2. Deep breath, hold on to it. Open, pull.
3, 2, 3.
Great job, take it through. Take it up into Road Warrior number one. Exhale, bring both hands to that mat. Sweep that right leg to the sky, three-legged dog, shake it out. Come back in the table. Exhale, cat arch, drop your head, arch your back, tuck your tailbone. Inhale, cat lift. Look forward, pull your chest forward, tilt your tailbone up. Exhale, drop your head, arch your back, tuck your tailbone. Inhale, cat lift. Come around to your glutes, get some water. Make a little noise out there. Okay, on to the next, and then we're out of here. Okay, we're back. This is super simple. I'm just going to show you twist, easy twist, human cannonball, and go home. So, what we're going to do, pinfall position, knees bent, feet flat, hands into the mat, inhale in the bridge, exhale, human cannonball. Inhale, pinfall on the bridge. Exhale, human cannonball. Pinfall, don't move. Make sure you say that. Don't move your feet. Just let your knees flop to the left. Left foot on right knee. Look over right shoulder. Exhale all that air out. These are just the cues. Pinfall in the bridge. Exhale, human cannonball. Pinfall, don't move your feet. Flop to the right. Right foot on left knee. Look over left shoulder. Pinfall on the bridge. Exhale, human cannonball. Pinfall on the bridge. Exhale, human cannonball. Bring it in tight, tight, tight. kick out. You're a dead man and woman. Chill out. Deep breath. Exhale. Bring your knees into your chest. Roll over onto your side or just roll straight up. Cross your legs. Okay, let's pick the names here and how they did. Garrett burned 1,270 calories. Pat M, so Pat Matt, burned 890 calories. Woo! Lexi, 995. Woo! DDP, 1,282. Woo! Okay, the end of the workout is right here. Bring your fist to your hand. Deepest breath of the day. Exhale, kick it out. Hit it, bang. Don't forget to do this tomorrow. When you're doing this workout, one of the moves that I saved till the end on the sheet, but it's really something you want to teach people in the beginning, is safety zone. So let's just do safety zone right here. Everybody come around to their knees, like in a table position, because a lot of people are going to have trouble with this. And just bring your forearms to the mat, because this is the beginning of safety zone. And then you start, some people can just push their hips right back on their heels, but other people can't. So what I do, and I'm one of them, I start to create this movement here. As I exhale, I start to push my hips back towards my heels. Then I inhale and I come up with my forearms. And then I exhale and I go a little deeper. And then I come back up with my forearms. And by this time, I'm working out bringing my hands out in front of me and exhaling all the air out and dropping my forehead towards the mat. Exhale all that air out. Now to get out of this, I'm gonna come right in the table and right in the cat lift. Look up, roll your shoulders back, pull your belly to the ground. Exhale, cat arch, drop your head, arch your back, tuck your tailbone. Inhale, cat lift. Look forward, pull your chest forward, tilt your tailbone up. Exhale, drop your head, arch your back, tuck your tailbone. Inhale, cat lift. Exhale, curl your toes, go right into down dog. And now's a perfect opportunity to walk the dog. Keep pushing your chest back towards your thighs. Deep breath, settle both heels down. Exhale, bend your knees, look at me, step or pounce. Huddle up, toes and knees out, squat, drop, and lower. Inhale, fist the hand, take it up, 3, 2, 1, get some height, fold forward. Flat back, arms out like wings, hinge at your hips, touchdown. Nice and easy, bringing it down. Just open your class, you don't want a big diamond cutter. Just get the movement, inhale, take it back. Out through a T, nice easy diamond cutter. Colts, get up, tension. At ease.